Hello, all, and thank you for joining the Friday Live. Believe it or not, this is our second end-of-year show. And in honor of that, we are having our Christmas show. We humbly thank all our listeners for supporting us and our panel, our esteemed panel. We also extend our deepest appreciation to our esteemed guests for taking the time out of their busy schedule to appear on the Walt Weekly podcast, Friday Live. You know, looking back at 2021, you know, one thing that I'm very proud of, and I think our team is proud of, is that we maintain our value proposition. And that value proposition is providing information impacting our community. You know, I looked at, you know, TikTok and Instagram, you see million hits and this and that. But, you know, that's enjoyment. Everybody got a right to enjoy. Everybody got a right to profit off of their talent. You know, but our talent is to provide information, whether it be positive or negative, impacting the Black community. Also, I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate one of our esteemed panel members, Gene Edwards, for being awarded the Black Veterans Award. Gene,
yes,
we're proud of you, man.
Congrats.
Thank you for your service. All right, and what more can I say? I'm just, I'm blessed, and we're blessed as a show to have people like you on that show. And I'm gonna get to my audio effects, and I'm just gonna put one in there.
There you go with the props. Congrats, Gene.
Right. Thank you so much, family. Thank you. Thank you
You're
so much,
so
family.
You're welcome. We appreciate you.
Know, normally, I don't talk about my military service because of my 10 years of service. I served 3 combat tours in Iraq. And as you know, in combat, lives are taken. And, you know, whether I'm doing it in the support of democracy or whether it's done illegally, there's something that's just inhumane about killing somebody. And that always bothered me. So that's why, you know, I never really discuss my military record. However, it is a distinct honor to be recognized amongst my peers that have also served in combat. And It's a great day. It's going to be a great day. And thank you for recognizing me, family.
You're welcome. Thank
You're
you, Gene,
welcome.
For your service.
Well deserved.
Man.
Yes. Well
yes.
deserved.
You know, as we look forward to 2022, you know, we're looking at some big, you know, some big things. I know I've mentioned this before, people, such as changing our platform, you know, where we can all be on video and stuff like that, you know. But we will try to do that in 2022 because we got some big guests. We've had big guests in the past. I mean, the show, The Walt Weekly, has been blessed because people have, people that you wouldn't even think would just come onto a show like ours. And we're not WBLS now. You know, we're TWW. And they come and they spend time with us and, you know, and give us words of wisdom and information for our listeners. That's what we're trying to get, information for our listeners, okay? So we try to look for people like that, and we look for people that are contributing to our community, and we like to bring them on to hear what they're doing, like the guests that we have today, all right? So one thing I do want to say is I want to thank all of you, all right, for joining us, for supporting us, for following us, all right, for giving us an opportunity to disseminate information out there to you, through you. And you know, God bless all of you. I wish you all a very merry holiday. You know, where I come from, since I work with so many people from so many different countries, you can't just come out and say Merry Christmas because you got an Indian over here, Chinese over there. So we just say, okay, have a happy holiday and a great new year, because this will be our last show for the year. Okay? So with that said, let me turn it over to Michelle Sweeney McComas, my co-host. And I'm Walter Latham, your host, by the way. Okay, Michelle,
Awesome. Thank you, Walter, and congratulations again, Gene. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Walt Weekly Friday Live. Thank you to our live audience for supporting us and joining us for our final show of 2021. Please share this podcast by clicking on the share button below. The Walt Weekly Live is brought to you by Michelle Sweeney Skin and Hair Care. Our intro and outro music is provided by Uncle Nephew. We have on our panel this week Honorable Gene Edwards out of the Bronx, Male District Leader, the 79th District. And today's guest, we have Miss Donna Hairston, a.k.a. Diva with Depression, joining us. She's going to, yes, thank you. Thank you. So the first half of our show, we'll be discussing SAD, Seasonal Affective Disorder. You know, during the holidays is really tough. You have a lot of mental illness, but this time of year is very extreme. You have suicide, you know, deaths during the holidays. It's a very sad season for a lot of people. And Donna is a motivational speaker. She's a minority mental health advocate. She's a blogger and a podcaster. So, Walter, I'll hand it over to you. But Donna, real quick, I know I just gave a little brief about you, but give us a little bit of your history before we get into questions about that.
Hi, guys. Thank you.
Hi, Donna.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for having me again. It's great to be here. I, like you said, blogging. I started blogging about 5 years ago. I started my podcast, Behind the Mask with Diva with Depression, about 3 months ago. I'm falling behind, but I have about 7 episodes out there.
Great.
My history is that I've probably been struggling with mental illness all my life, but since 2006 has been the most severe from 2006 to now. And I started my platform because it's so difficult for us in the Black and Brown communities to get the correct mental health care. So I started my platform to help others understand that they're not alone and that there are resources out there for us.
Good stuff, Donna. Great.
Thank you.
Now listen to your podcast, man. So, yo, guys, what's the name of your podcast again?
Behind the Mask with Diva with Depression. And it's here on Podbeam also.
All right. Yeah, I've listened to it, and it's just very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Thank you. All right. So did I interrupt you? Or are you ready for me to hit you with a few questions?
I'm ready, Walter. I'm ready.
All right. First
you're
off,
always ready.
All right. Ready Freddy. That's what I used to call him. Okay.
That's right.
All right. So, you know, what is, in terms of holidays, which would you say is the worst for people suffering from depression? Would it be Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, or is there any particular holiday, or is that just spread out? It's nothing, there's no distinction. Christmas versus, say, Thanksgiving.
You know, honestly, I guess it depends on from person to person which holiday is the worst for them. However, since the holidays mix in with the change of seasons, the winter and the darkness and all of that, usually it's the Thanksgiving and the Christmas holidays that are the worst for people with depression. Also, you know, the other holidays, not to take anything away from them, you know, you sort of spend the day and do what you do, but Thanksgiving and Christmas are usually family holidays. You're getting together with loved ones. And so in those settings, you will be grieving people that are not there any longer, as well as dealing with your own depression and grief and different things like that. So I think that those two holidays historically are the worst for us.
Okay.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Now, would that be a person that's already suffering from depression, where you can say, okay, I know this person's suffering from depression, so let me take these steps to try to mitigate the effects of the holiday on this person? Or can someone discover that they're, you know, all of a sudden, I'm depressed, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I never felt this way before. You know, how does that work?
So what happened is I didn't know anything about seasonal affective disorder until a couple of years ago. I was doing some research But a friend, one of my sisters, she suffers from low-grade depression during the year. But she said to me, you know, I get really, really miserable when the time changes. And so I started to look it up because I was going to write a blog about it. And I realized that in November, or is it December? In November, when the time changes, and then it gets dark early. So starting at 4 o'clock, it's dark. The weather gets colder in most states. Well, that's before global warming, but in most states, it gets colder earlier. So you don't have that time to stay outside and enjoy the light. And so when it gets to be this time, you don't necessarily have to be someone that's living with a mental illness every single day. It could just be that there's different names for it, like the winter blues, the holiday blues. And it could just be from November to April, March or April, this is what you struggle with. And it doesn't mean that, you know, not everybody has to have medication for it. Not everybody has to go through long-term counseling. It could just be for this period, you have a rough time getting through. And so, you know, depending on how severe your seasonal affective disorder is, then that would gauge whether you need to get professional help or whether you need to just try other options to see what will work to sort of keep you going, keep you motivated, and keep you out of that funk.
Okay. Now, what about the phone banks? Do they see a significant rise, season versus season, or holiday versus holiday? Do y'all guys see the data? You know, is there something that you could look at and say, okay, this is we have to have people, you know, working overtime on this particular day?
You can go.
Or am I? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Or am I asking the same question a different way?
No, you're not. Because, you know, like mental illness, most people aren't aware of the many different phases, the many different types. So it's not a bad question. You can go to, you know, different sites, National Psychiatric Association, even NAMI, and they have a breakdown of different numbers for seasonal affective disorder or holiday blues, however you want to put it out there. So there are numbers out there. I personally answer a helpline. So I know that it does get increased. You know, these past since Thanksgiving, that it's been on an uptick just from the helpline that I volunteer on. The crisis text line, which I believe Michelle's going to put in, they've just started going to WhatsApp. You can text them on WhatsApp now. So it's the NAMI.org helpline, they've just extended their hours. There is a rise, the numbers are higher, and most of these organizations are taking notice. They do go by the numbers from year to year and increase their staff and to make sure that there are enough people to help everyone.
Okay. Michelle, you have any questions?
Yeah, I'd like to acknowledge Donna real quick. You know, right before we got on the podcast, she messaged me and said she was on the helpline. You know, you are an incredible woman. You know, I love you to death. We've known each other for over 35 years, and she's just so phenomenal. You know, she suffers from mental illness herself, but she's always helping other people. And I just want to acknowledge you.
All right.
You know, you are.
You know, I cry.
Don't cry. Me too. But you know, you are such a treasure. You're a gem to help others, you know, while you're dealing with your own issues, you know, and I just appreciate how much you're helping everyone in the community, you know, wherever you are. Thank God it's virtual. You're able to help people.
Barbara.
And congratulations on your articles, you know, all your interviews you've been doing. You've been out there, you know, you think you don't do them well, but you are killing it.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Your information is always helping. If it helps one person, it matters. It makes a difference. And you're an extremely strong person. I love you to death, and I'm so proud of you.
I love you too. Thank you.
So proud of you.
Thank you. So much.
During this time, like, you know, I know, you know, the numbers of suicide definitely goes up. you know, yes. during this time. You know, you have people with health issues. You know, death always comes to us during the holidays. Mm-hmm. Like, what advice do you give people when you're on the helpline? Like, how do you deal with that? How do you know what to say and what not to say to someone on the helpline?
Well, most places have training. So, you know, I was just looking at the crisis text line, their volunteer application. So most places have training. I have been through many trainings with NAMI to learn how to talk to people and run support groups. But what's key is that most of the time when you're calling these places, you're speaking to people like myself that are living with a mental illness. So we usually dig in our bag. We know what people would, what we want to hear from people. And that's how I help people. I'll go by the script and I'll try to be as, you know, close to guidelines as possible. But I always have to dig into my personal experience to let people know, you know, how to handle something outside the box, because there's no right or wrong way. You know, there's no guidelines. You know, these illnesses are all over the place. You know, it can affect me one way and affect somebody the other way. So when I'm speaking to people's loved ones, I always tell them to just keep an eye on their loved ones. You don't have to be, you know, you don't have to sweat them. You don't have to, you know, be overbearing. But just like you, sis, you text me and say, how are you doing today? You know, my friend Gigi, my friend Shalina, they text me and they say, how are you doing today? I'm here. I love you. I'm praying for you. Right. So it could be that, you know, I'm not going to say simple. I hate to say simple, but it's just that. That's something that you can do. Make sure that they're included in holiday events as much as possible. You know, try to, you know, plan something or try to get them out more. And just let them know that there are places out there to phone in, call. I also run a community over on the Mighty, which is another site for, it's for all different illnesses, but my site, my community is for treatment-resistant depression.
Okay.
And I'll give you that. I'll text you that information.
Okay.
But people go on there, you know, like I talk to people all night, well, every day at night in my community. And sometimes it's just that they want someone to listen to them.
Right.
And want somebody that understands what they're going through. And that's it. You know, for caregivers and family members, all I can say is just try to listen and be as open as possible. Don't be judgmental.
Right.
Don't be harsh, because the slightest comment can send someone over the edge. And for people that are struggling with this, I can tell you personally that I've had a horrible year. I am in a downward spiral as we speak. But what I try to do is make sure that I keep the lines of communication open with my friends. I try to make sure that I get out of the house at least, you know, once or twice a week. Therapy is my obligation. So I make sure I do that. When you were talking about the things that I do, when I'm sick, it's because I have to find something to keep myself going in most cases. So if I'm talking to you guys or if I'm on another interview or writing, that helps me with my depression. So if you are in the throes of that during this holiday time, I suggest try to find a way to just keep the communication open and just find little things to do. You know, I feed the birds.
Right. You know, right. Find something to do. So, yeah.
Yeah. Just something to do and
keep yourself busy. Right. And thankfully, Harp just wrote in the chat room that the NYPD for New Yorkers has a health and wellness unit. If you need to reach out for any of our audience members and listeners out there that will listen to this at the rebroadcast, but, you know, follow up with your community, your loved ones, and let them know, you know, if you're not feeling well, just say, I'm not doing well, you know, or just check on them, because they may not be able to tell you. They may not be comfortable enough to say it.
It's so hard to verbalize. And I'm glad Harper brought that up, because a lot of the Charlotte has a crisis intervention team within the police department here. I mean, there are a lot of states around the country that have it. And I'm glad that the NYPD is finally opening up and moving in that direction, because that's another thing. You know, you don't know when a person is in crisis, what to do. And you call the cops and it could end badly.
Yes.
So if you have these cops that are well-versed in mental illness, you're saving lives. So that's awesome.
Yes,
NYPD is doing
that is
yeah.
Right. And reach out, and I'm putting in the chat room all of the phone numbers for information if you need help, the crisis text number, and also the NAMI helpline that Donna provided.
Yeah, so, and please remember that the crisis text mm-hmm. line has opened up to WhatsApp. I know that's a popular app now.
Oh, that's great. So yeah.
Yeah. You can also reach out to them on WhatsApp. So.
All right. We have the information for WhatsApp or?
WhatsApp is just it's a communication app that you can download.
Yeah, I have it on. But what number would, what's the name of the?
It's the same thing, the 741-741.
Okay. Right. All right. I just want to make sure. Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Are there any triggers where you know that the person is on the edge and he needs help coming back? Yes. You follow what I'm saying? What do you do in a situation like that where you say, okay, this person's is taking that first step off the Brooklyn Bridge? Do you call 911? I mean, what's the process?
I always say that you have to gauge where they're at. Now, if somebody is to the point where they are talking about taking their lives, then of course, immediately call 911. Immediately call, you know, whatever hospital you have in the area and get that started. But usually you notice the decline in people. And like I said, I try to be personal and share things as far as me personally, but you can notice that they breakdown in communication. You can notice that they're not going out. They're not leaving the house. They're not eating. Their hygiene is starting to suffer. If you do go to their house, the house may be cluttered or, you know, just disheveled. And it's just those little things that are big things to notice the decline. If you're not in that person's life every single day where you can see them, just talk to them, and even talking to them, you will notice that the tone may change. The words that they use might change, you know, if I'm not here tomorrow, or, you know, or if they start, you know, oh, I wrote my will today, or, you know, if something happens to me, do da 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 da. Those are sort of code words for people that are struggling. But there's always a warning, some type of warning beforehand. People don't just say one day that I don't want to be here anymore. That feeling is something that goes on all day, every day. And the severity of it changes day to day. So you do know that it's in their minds, and you should handle it accordingly.
Okay. Okay. So, Jane, you have anything that you want to ask Donna?
Well, yeah, I'm pretty much listening because I lost my grandmother back in 2004 on Christmas Eve, and she had been hospitalized. She had been hospitalized with a blood clot in her leg. She was on some medication called Coumadin, which is supposed to break up the blood clot, and it broke up the blood clot. And the doctor was a friend of the family, and she was being released on Christmas Eve, and she was calling, you know, all of the kids that were responsible for the meal. And at the time, you know, I was a young man in my early 30s, so she called my cell phone, and she's from Tallahassee, Florida, and she called me. I said, "Hey, Nana," she said, "I need you to get up off that gal and get up here and put them turkeys in that fryer." And I had to laugh because I was actually laid up with a woman and in Harlem, and I had to get to the Bronx so I could fry turkeys for Christmas dinner. Well, at least prep them. And, you know, everybody had fun. She called everybody and pretty much, you know, gave everybody the business based off of their personal life. You know, somebody had to cook the mac and cheese. Somebody had to, you know, prep the collard greens and the sweet potato pies and stuff like that. And, you know, all the cousins, we're calling each other like, "Hey, did Nana call you and give you the business?" And we all were laughing like, "Yeah." So there was some excitement, you know, for that particular Christmas Eve of 2004. And we get up there, waiting for her arrival from the hospital, and the doctor that was a friend of the family said that, you know, a blood clot that they hadn't detected hit her brain, and she had a brain aneurysm, and she died. And yeah, that was you know, and I have two children that are adult age now, but they were children. You know, they were, you know, school, like grade school at the time. Mm-hmm. And it was so tough to try to, you know, explain it to them so that they could reconcile it in their mind. And that was like the worst Christmas ever.
Right.
So I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand depression. I guess I've been through so many things in my life that I don't get depressed off of loss of life. But I understand that, you know, the brain is fragile. You know, some are stronger than others. So I just pray that, you know, those that struggle with depression during the holiday season, because the stories like my own, if you don't have the.
Yeah, I get it, because, you know, Donna and myself, we lost, you know, great men in our lives around the holiday time. Yeah. You know, my dad was 3 days before Christmas, Donna's grandfather, same week, right? Yeah, a week apart. Yeah. So, you know, it's really, you know, a sad time of year. You know, you're supposed to be celebrating the birth of Christ. You know, it's supposed to be a happy time. But, you know, depression is real. You know, it's been existing forever. You know, they're just putting labels on it, maybe in the past 30 years, if that much, you know.
Yeah.
So there's different forms of it.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard to, you know, differentiate, you know.
Right.
You know, like you, like Daddy Sweeney was your world. Grandpa was my world.
Right.
That was one of Grandpa's favorite holidays.
Right.
And so, you know, that it took a hit. I took a hit after that. My baby was, 18 months old?
Right.
So you just have, you know, and anything can trigger it, you know. I mean, that was 1985 and we're in 2021. But if somebody says something, it could just be one word that'll trigger the grief.
Right.
Of not having grandma here.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
You know, there is.
Anything could be a trigger.
It is anything. And so there's no right way to talk to people. There's no, you know, you don't have a handbook. You just have to really, I tell people, just be kind. You know, if you know that someone has lost their loved one and the holidays are hard for them, just try to be kinder to them and understanding. Because you just...
And not just around holiday time either. It should be any time. You know, be kind to people.
Exactly.
Because you don't know what they're going through. You don't know what they're suffering, what they went through, what their lifestyle situation is, you know, home... Whatever. It could be anything, you know.
Yep.
Yes, Harp. Teens suffer as well. Harp just put that in there. And they do suffer in silence. Right. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Walter. I just want to
No.
Because y'all know my brain.
No, go ahead.
Also, I keep telling people this is cliche. We are in the middle of a pandemic.
Right.
In the past 18 months, our lives have changed completely. You know, people, we have lost, I think they said 800,000 people so far.
Wow.
We've lost our doctors. We've lost our teachers. We've lost our loved ones. Our children, their social life is gone. You know, their life as they know it is gone. And so you have to add that to this year and last year.
Oh, yeah, that magnifies it. Absolutely.
And a lot of people want to keep saying, oh, it's over. You know, the pandemic is over. Whatever you believe, that's fine. But the bottom line is that we're still losing people. Our babies are still struggling in school. And senior citizens are still struggling. So we have to add that to the mix right now, too. And it's a crisis. I mean, you know, there is a mental health crisis going on right now. So, you know, we have to be aware of that. That's all for Harper.
Yeah, that is 15 years old. You said they just lost someone 15 years old. Wow.
And Donna, I'm somewhat unusual. Well, everybody's it's an individual, so everybody takes all kinds of makeup a world, right? Mm-hmm. So when I think about the people that are lost, I think about the funny things, the good things, you know, not necessarily, even though the loss was tragic at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I lost my mother 3 years ago. I lost my grandma more than 20. She raised me, my grandma. But I think of, like, this holiday, I think of how, you know, growing up in North Carolina, the meals that, you know, that she would put out for us. I mean, all deer, rabbit, squirrel, coon, all the exotic meats, you know, and all of this. I think of all of those times. And it's like a good, you know, I feel good about it. Like if I think about my uncle who was like my father, you know, and I would think about, you know, initially I probably say, oh man, I miss my uncle. But then again, I would think about what he used to, you know, the jokes he used to tell me, you know, for instance, you know, you can't play pool with a rope, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Or you got your black necks and you got your red necks. And right. those type of things, you know, endear me to him, even though I know he's gone. Mm-hmm. He left me with those things, those moments. So I think in terms of moments, all right, then, okay, this person is gone. Maybe that's just the way I'm built. Mm-hmm. You follow what I'm trying to say, though?
Yeah, I don't think that that's, I think that we all are that way to a degree after a certain amount of time. You sort of push the grease to the other side and focus on happier memories. That happens. That doesn't mean that you're built differently. Some people recover faster, but it takes time. You know, I lost my sister in 2018. And so yesterday I posted something on Facebook that was hilarious. Last year, I couldn't do that. I could not talk about her without breaking down. You know, thinking of the bad times or stuff like that. So as time goes on, you start to remember the better times and the funny times as opposed to being sad all the time. That doesn't mean that I'm not triggered. That doesn't mean that other people, you know, like your funny memory about your family member may be a trigger for another family member. It's just everybody's just
right. Everybody.
Yeah.
It probably my coping mechanism, you know. That fortunately I have. So yeah, I think of mostly good things, but I've always been the eternal optimist. You know, I'm a glass half full type of guy, and yeah, I don't know why, but you know that's the way I look at it. You know, and I do find in chaos, you know, I always look for opportunity. You know, that's just the way I am. You know, that's just the way I am. I'm built that way.
Yeah, it's tragic. And Harp just sent the article in reference to the 15-year-old. The report stated that the 15-year-old daughter, a reporter stated that her 15-year-old daughter posted a picture of herself on social media on the 13th floor where she was sitting over the edge. Officers did conduct a canvas on the rooftop and observed the body of victim lying on the floor building maintenance terrace. She had prior mental health issues and diagnosed for depression. 15 years old. Fort Greenhausen. Okay.
Did she jump out the window? What happened to her?
Well, they found her lying on the floor building.
Oh, man.
On the scene. It's tragic because, you know, depression has no age. Just like, you know, diseases. It's a disease. You know, it has no age. You know, no discrimination from the rooftop. Wow.
Yeah.
It's just tragic, you know. And such a young girl.
And you know, there's so much going on. It could be bullying. It could be, you know, her home life. It could be, you just never know. I was somebody shared a video on Facebook yesterday with the babies coming to school, and they can choose to hug their teacher when they got there, do a fist bump, or do a booty wiggle, and. Somebody commented and said that could be the only affection that they get all day, you know. And when you think about that, you're like, "Wow, that's true." you know, and so you right. just, we've come far because we're starting to acknowledge the pain that every
yes. day
could be in, and acknowledge that there's mental illness there, but we have a long way to go because we're still losing.
Right.
Somebody. Yeah.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Thank you for that, Harp. He said we have to talk out loud about it, yes, reconnect with our people. Social emotional intelligence is real. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you for that, Harp.
I did a summit the week before last. Someone found me from a pharmaceutical company, and they listened to my podcast and reached out to me. And it's because we've gotten to a point now where people don't know what to do, you know, right. like, oh my gosh, what are the symptoms? How can I help you? It's not just you're depressed, go to the doctor, go to the therapist. We're all in this together, you know? So right. you need mental health advocates. You need people with lived experience to work with doctors and work with counselors, because there's just not enough people to go around to help everybody. So if we're all speaking out about what we're struggling with, then that means the person next to you will understand that at least they have one person to talk to.
Exactly.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. That's true. Very true. Yeah. Okay.
Appreciate that. We appreciate that so much, Donna. All the information is in the chat room to our live audience that's joining in. You can follow the chat room and get all of the information and the details to follow. Donna, Walter, you have any more questions or we want to move forward?
Yeah, let's move forward and let's try to get on the other side
yes.
a little bit.
Bring some holiday spirit in here. So, yes, this is our last show. Thank you, Donna.
Oh, thanks, John. Thank you very much.
We appreciate that information. And Harp as well in the chat room giving us additional information for the NYPD. We appreciate
and
that.
And the resources that are always on my Facebook and Instagram pages.
Great.
Yeah, Harp, I want you to come on and talk about Eric Adams one of these days.
Yeah.
I hear his cookbook is excellent.
Oh, wow.
And your new police commissioner.
Yes, a new female police commissioner. Let's go.
Next year. Okay, yeah, let's move on, Michelle. You got
awesome, it. Awesome. Yeah, so it's Christmas, everyone, and we want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I know it's tough. It's, you know, we're still in COVID. Whatever you guys are doing, do it well, do it safe, and be grateful. And I'm going to put some music in the background, so if anybody wants to, you know, give a holiday spirit cheer in there, go right ahead while I have some music in the background. So, Walter, what's your plans for the holiday?
Okay. Now, my plans are to spend it with my kids and my grandkids, and to hold them, to see them running, to see my kids running around.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's our life, you know. As a grandparent, that's one of the big bonuses that you get, being a grandparent.
Yes. That's right.
And to see them, there's nothing to compare with it.
Yes.
You know, you don't mind getting old. I tell you that. When you give them a bunch of grandkids.
Well, I miss being a kid for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
You know, more fun. Back in the 80s, we had a lot more fun. I must say that. But I guess, you know, because of the times and everything, it's different right now. But we're going to make the best of it. I'm going to have my sister, Sharon, for the holiday. So, yeah, looking forward to her being with us and just cooking a small dinner and spending that quality time with her. So, my music is too loud. Thank you.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because we'll be screaming in a minute, right? How's that?
That's good. That's good. No, you wouldn't know. That's nobody told
know.
You.
No, yes. Merry Christmas, everybody. Get your glasses up like Harp did. Put up your toast on there.
That's right.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Look, y'all know that I'm technically challenged.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why we
got
to change.
Oh, you got the Hennessy. You got the Hennessy up
there.
I'm a wine person. What about you, Gene? What's your holiday plans? I see you on there, but we can't hear you.
Yeah, it takes him a minute. You got that lag?
Yeah, how's that lag?
Actually, I have no idea. I just pretty much wing it.
He wing it. Yep, you a winger. Yes. He's afraid of Donna, Henny Queen. Somebody called you the Henny Queen, Donna.
That was long.
It's gonna be a lot of that.
Long ago.
I know. Yeah, she used to kill that.
Oh, I got Chris. Chris.
Yeah. Chris, how you
hey,
doing?
What's up, folks?
How are you doing? Yeah, happy holidays. Doing,
what's going on? I'm sorry I missed the
No problem. We just actually finished right before you came.
Yeah,
in,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We're on the light side now. We're trying to get
so
on the
I know you're
light
happy.
Side.
Yeah, he's happy his baby is back home into the States.
Yes. And,
awesome. Nice Christmas gift.
Now, they have a nice, there you go. That's about all I could ask for right there.
Yeah, she's safe.
A safe return, yep. That COVID was kicking up again all over the place, so we're kind of worried we're going to be able to get her back on time. So thankfully, everything worked out.
Yes.
So,
yep.
Mm-hmm.
I try to do something every year with some friends, and we try to find some kids out there that we buy gifts for, and we, you know, kind of Secret Santa type thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, we all try to, you know, just give back in any little way we can. You
nice.
Can't help everybody, but you can help somebody.
You can help, yeah. Yeah, just takes one.
You know?
It's the effort, and, you know?
I'm not the biggest Christmas fan, you know? I don't subscribe to the commercialization
right.
of the holiday. But, you know, it's always nice to lighten somebody up during the holidays
yeah.
and give somebody
yeah.
that's
yeah, yeah, yeah.
less fortunate. So.
Right.
So be mindful. It's a small token. Everybody
yeah.
can do it.
Yep. And you got a little one at home to entertain with that too. So.
Yeah, I got my guy. So you know, Christmas is different around
so,
here. It's been a while.
Your father or your grandfather? Yeah. Which one is it?
Grandfather.
Grandfather. Your grandpa?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh man, you came. Welcome to the club, man.
Yes sir.
Yeah.
Yep.
And yeah, nothing like that. I'm a step grandma.
He's at the age where he could understand what the holiday is about a little bit better, so should be a good one.
All right.
Trump is killing me with these emojis. I love it.
Oh,
I love
boy.
It. That's so
okay,
awesome.
That means he can make his own list now, Chris. You're in
trouble. Oh,
yeah. That list is never ending. Everything he sees, geez, whiz.
Yeah,
oh
something. You guys gonna go see the tree, Chris? You gonna take him to see the Christmas tree at Rockefeller? Maybe.
That is where he has two parents that could step in. You know. I do the light work. They gotta do the heavy lifting. I'm here for all the fun. I don't know if I can.
I've
been in the city three times this week.
This week, yeah.
I've had my fill.
Jeez. Yeah, the traffic is terrible.
Brutal. So I can only imagine as we get closer to the holiday, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah, yeah, it's really horrible. But, you know, we're all staying home, staying close to home. Just going to enjoy it with our loved ones, which is a good thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No plans.
You're
100%
right with the pajamas
right?
and the...
Yeah.
And
that's funny because I just bought some pajamas today. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's all good. And Harp got a house full of, you know, he has boys and a daughter. You know, I'm sure his house is going to be lit for Christmas.
All right.
So it's a good thing. You know, we get to see our loved ones. Some of them are far away. We won't get to see. Four boys and one girl. Yes, you got a house full.
Wow.
Yes.
Harper man.
Harper needs the Hennessy, not me.
Yeah, right.
Girl got a fortress around her.
Yes.
She sure does. Built
it. Yeah. There you go. There you go. That's a beautiful thing. Four pair of socks and pink pajamas.
Right. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. It's a definitely a beautiful time of the year. We just have to be safe. And support the ones that are, you know, that we know have, you know, mental issues. that are alone, you know, even people that don't have mental issues, you have people that are alone. They're going to be by themselves for the holidays. You know, just check on your families, your neighbors, your friends, you know, check on them during the holidays. Make sure they have a meal, you know, water, you know, anything to keep them comfortable during the holidays, because it's a lonely time. You know,
yeah,
it's a very lonely
time. I think
time.
That we forget that senior citizens are also prone to suicide around these
yes.
times also.
That's right.
Because they're missing their family or they may be alone. So
that's
don't
right.
leave them out.
That's right. Check on them.
Yes, definitely. All right. So anyway, we're pushing up against the clock because we wanted to do a brief show. This wanted to be brief so y'all guys can get back out and get my gift. I know y'all forgot already.
Right. I'll be checking the mail tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be checking.
Did it arrive yet, Walt?
Hey.
You should have got mine by now.
I was watching the truck, but it didn't stop. You know what I mean?
Oh, so, man. I got to call somebody, bro.
I don't know, Jane. I don't know. You and Chris, man. You know, my great panel. Yeah, y'all guys, I don't know. But anyway,
we'll make up for it when we see each other. When everything opens up, we definitely gonna have like a team barbecue or whatever. Chris is gonna be hosting it, right?
You know? Right, Chris.
Absolutely.
Right, Chris.
Absolutely. Gene can't wait for that food. You know, we got the New Year coming up. You know, I know a lot of people want to be out there engaging in the public, but you know, be careful. You know, enjoy this holiday safely.
Yeah, you got Omicron, you got all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, basically, we're right back to where we were last year.
Right. And crime. Yeah,
that's
what
we
got to
treat
too.
It. All right.
Yeah, watch yourselves out there. Crime is up as well.
But, you know, so. I do want to give a shout out. I'm sorry. We want to give a shout out to Sergeant Ernest Robinson, wherever you may be.
Yes.
All right. I just want to say hello, and we miss you here. We can't wait for you to get back with the panel.
All right. Be safe, too.
And be safe. Protecting the country, you know?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. We're thanking our panel for joining us and supporting us all year long. Greg, Monique, Judy, everyone that's been on our panel, every guest we've had, we appreciate you all for helping build the Walt Weekly to what it is today. Our live audience, we thank you for supporting us every week. Every Friday, and also listening to our rebroadcast on Sundays. So, yes. And next year, first quarter, we got some amazing shows coming up. So make sure, don't forget about us. We will rebroadcast shows during the holidays, and we will be back in January after the new year with some amazing stuff. Go ahead, Gene. Yes, yes.
Yeah, you know, I just want to say Chris is right.
Mm-hmm.
Big Swing, you're right. Christmas has been commercialized.
Yes.
And many times we forget what it's about. Whether you're a believer or not, one thing's for sure, God is present. And I want everybody that's within the listening audience and everybody that's on this panel, that God has truly blessed all of us in our daily lives. Yes, sir. And God has truly blessed this show. We've had some amazing guests on this show, even up until our very last show. You know, if we were to really sit back and take inventory, like, we are really killing it right now, and it's only going to get better. But
definitely.
Before we concentrate on, you know, what the future may bring, we have to appreciate what we already have. And think about all the friendships that we have cultivated this year based off of simply doing an interview. A simple damn interview has created lifelong relationships. And there's a lot, and you know what? There's beauty in that. And there's a lot to be celebrated about that. And with that, I'll digress.
All right.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you, Gene. Always. Yes, shout out to Gene. Thank you. Everybody in the audience for your comments. We appreciate you guys coming in.
We love y'all guys. We love y'all guys.
Thank you for getting us to our 121st episode.
122.
122. Today is 122. Thank you so much.
Yeah, 122 episodes.
Okay. Nothing but up from here. Thank you, Donna. Thank you.
Yeah. So anyway, I just want to again thank all of y'all guys. You know, the panel. You know, especially Michelle, my co-host. I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank y'all guys for your support of the Revolt Weekly. And as Gene mentioned, we've had some phenomenal people on the podcast trying to deliver the information that people need. All right. Y'all guys have a beautiful holiday. Great New Year. And check out the Walt Weekly, www.thewaltweekly.com. For those who are technically challenged, you can listen to the podcast there. Okay? All right. Very good.
Walt, this is a perfect time during this holiday for people to catch up on all those shows.
Yeah, all those episodes.
Enjoy
that's
the Walt
right.
Weekly, which is
that's right.
Off.
Yes. And yes. Also, absolutely. I want to shout out Greg Coleman. He has been such a gem with the Walt Weekly. He was in charge of all of our promos, all of our YouTube, everything. So we love you, Greg, and we appreciate you, everything you've done for the Walt Weekly.
Yep. Greg, I'm telling you one thing. If you're listening or you get this, I mean, you made us big in Japan. I was looking at stats, global stats, and that episode that we did on culture, on the Harlem, what was that? I forgot the name of the show that we did, but we contrasted it to this concert. Well, anyway, it was big in Japan. We had like 5,000 views. It was big. It was big in Japan.
Amazing.
Yeah. And that's
thank you.
Thanks to Gregory.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you. And everyone, you can follow us at www.thewaltweekly.com, IG and Facebook, The Walt Weekly, Twitter, Walt Weekly, Podbeam, The Walt Weekly, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and other streaming platforms. Make sure you check us out during the holidays. Listen to our past episodes. We have some great shows, some great guests, audience panel members. We love you. We love our panel. Happy holidays. And
happy
holidays.
Great. All right. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Be safe.
Yes.